catch up on all the Anaheim Ducks action in just 10 minutes or less, right here on Ducks Rewind.
Welcome back to another edition of Ducks Rewind. On Wednesday night, the Ducks continued on with their current 8-game homestand, with game number 2 coming against the New York Islanders. The Ducks and Isles last squared off on October 15th on Long Island. New York won that game by a final of 7-1. On Wednesday, it was the Ducks who scored the game's icebreaker just 25 seconds in.
Horvat remains in there. Anaheim gets the draw, feeds it over to the right of their goaltender. Max Jones scores! A feed from the far wall! To the right is Sorokin, and then a one-time blast by Max Jones puts Anaheim up 1-0 just 25 seconds into the contest.
Max Jones is 6th of the season. Cam Fowler and Troy Terry assisted on the tally. 12 minutes later, the Isles tied the game at 1.
And now a puck centered from one side of the rink by Ryan Strome, intended for Zegras, broken up. Now the other way, Islanders shoot, score! On a quick shot by the former Duck, Kyle Palmieri. He didn't waste any time when he got the pass as he looks on at John Gibson. To the left of him, he got the puck right away immediately. Snapped it by Gibby, his former teammate. And it's now a 1-1 hockey game.
Palmieri's 11th of the season, but 5 minutes and 23 seconds later, Kevin Shattenkirk buried his 3rd goal of the season thanks to a terrific between-the-legs play from Trevor Zegras.
Here comes Anaheim in front, score! Trevor Zegras got the puck in front of the net. That was the initial play, and then the Ducks put it in on a goal by Kevin Shattenkirk. Very pretty play. Anaheim regains their 1-goal advantage late in the period. It's 2-1.
2-1 was the score after 20 minutes of play. In the second, New York fired back with a pair of goals to take their first lead of the game.
Hustle play by Aho. A couple of one-on-one battles right now, and the puck is pushed ahead, and here comes the Islander attack led by Fasching. Coming in, a shot, he scores! Fasching used Pageau as a screen over to his right. Mayfield, the defenseman, had jumped in to help out. And that one squeaked by John Gibson. Fasching will get the goal, and we're tied at 2-2.
What will the score be? Only 30 seconds to dictate that. Palmieri sends it in front. That bounced off of Engvall's stick behind the net. Now Pellick off to Brock Nelson. A blast! I mean, a rocket. Perfectly timed, perfectly placed. One-time drive by Brock Nelson. It beats John Gibson cleanly. And the Islanders score a go-ahead goal at 23 seconds left in the second period. And it's 3-2 for New York.
3-2 Isles headed into the final period. In the third, the Islanders continue to find the back of the net, scoring 3 unanswered goals in just under 13 minutes.
Colton White as Comtois ahead on right wing threw the puck over his stick, picked up at center by Palmieri. Ahead, a break, Engvall scores! Snapped it by John Gibson, who maybe wasn't as aggressive coming out to defend. He kind of situated himself, sat still, and the player for New York put it by him, and they lead 4-2. To Engvall, Brock Nelson set up in front of the net, a shot from the blue line, deflects off a couple of sticks on their way in towards Gibby. Dobson will fire it in. Behind the net, we're under 11 minutes to go now. A shot, Brock Nelson, he scores, and that's sort of what you would call a dagger, I believe. It's 5-2, still a lot of time to go, but that hurts. Brock Nelson has given them a 3-goal advantage. To center, a move in on right wing by Lundestrom, and he was tied up there by the defenseman Pellick. Here's a chance for Pageau, and a rebound, and a score. On a backhand shot by Parisi. Zach Parisi with a goal in his 70th game of the year. Makes it a 6-2 lead for them, and that one might have put this thing out of reach.
Down 6-2, Kevin Shattenkirk scored his 2nd goal of the game.
A cross-checking minor. That's why the Ducks are on a JMG power play. And go after the puck. Shattenkirk feeding it to Vetrano, back to Kevin Shattenkirk. Vetrano gets it back from the other side, and Shattenkirk scores on a low hard shot, a bullet, which beats Sorokin cleanly, and the Ducks have their 3rd goal of the game. It's now 6-3.
6-3 was the final score as New York swept the season series against Anaheim. Here's what head coach Dallas Eakins had to say after the game.
Some teams have, you know, identities, and the Islanders for quite a while now have been hung their hat on checking, and they check very well. They hold their blue line very well, and you know, we've taken some really great strides here, but tonight we took a step backwards. When we played against Calgary, even the game against Nashville, like, we played in behind their D, and tonight we decided that we were just going to skate through them, and we turned the puck over, and we turned it over again and again and again, and we just couldn't come out of it. So that certainly turns the tide, and what happens on turnovers is it turns into zone time, it turns into long shifts where you can't get out of your zone. It sometimes turns into penalties. But we, for whatever reason, we decided we were going to take a step back, and we're going to have to get back to the game we were playing, because that's how you win hockey games.
The Ducks will be back in action on Friday night as they'll host the Columbus Blue Jackets. Puck drop will be at 7 p.m. with the pregame show beginning on Ducks Stream at 6:30. That'll do it for this edition of Ducks Rewind.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Ducks Stream.